Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Where do you find love in a grocery store? I'll be there for you. What did the painter tell his girlfriend? I love you with all my art. What did the paperclip say to the magnet? I find you very attractive. Finally, for you chemists out there, what does iodine, lutetium, vanadium, yttrium, oxygen, uranium, fluorine, oxygen, rhenium, vanadium, and erbium spell on the periodic table? I love you forever. Well, today we'll be taking a break from the Proverbs as Dave and Bethley discuss love for 2 days to get you all prepped for Valentine's Day. So let's join them.
Today's a special edition of the Keeping It Young, and we're going to be devoting the entire thing today to Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And to our competition. So before we do that, though, let's just take a moment and remind you that you can always reach out to us at thekeepingityoungpodcast.com.
Please do.
We'd love to hear from you. So it's always an encouragement. We receive quite a few texts and emails and even voice messages from the podcast website. Are you ready to jump into the...
I am. The Valentine's episode.
This is it. And it's our Valentine's Day giveaway 2022. Mm. And today at the end, we're going to be announcing 5 winners and a bonus.
Bonus winner.
We're all about bonus today.
Better than the Chick-fil-A bonus nugget.
That is awesome. Okay, so let's just talk a little bit about Valentine's Day. It's always been one of our favorite times in our marriage.
Well, it comes right near David's birthday.
Absolutely.
So we'll celebrate this whole weekend. We are recording on the weekend, and David's birthday is on the weekend. And then, of course, Valentine's Day is Monday. And so we just get to celebrate all weekend long, and it's awesome.
Yes,
I love it.
Our son has a birthday next week
yes,
as well. So
yes.
It's quite a week, and we're looking forward to all of that. And just things, you know, one of the things we noticed as we read through all of your entries, we got some poetry, we got a comic strip.
That was really cool. There's no way to show you that on the podcast,
but that was
really cool. Yes.
And then we got a comic strip, and then we got some photos.
Yes.
It was really a unique thing, and we enjoyed reading all of them and looking them over. And just to kind of get us started here, one of the things that we noticed is that as we were reading through all of these, we were reminded that marriage is made up of hard times and good times and fun times.
Yes.
And all three of those go together.
They do.
Don't they?
Yes.
And several of you wrote to us about the hard times and how that what helped you get through the hard time was, of course, our God and prayer.
Yes.
But the strength of a spouse and a family was amazing.
Yes. The support of a spouse.
Absolutely.
That was reiterated, I think, over and over again in all of the entries that we had.
It was interesting that many of you that wrote in every situation where you went through very difficult times, you wrote to praise God for your spouse.
Yes.
And what a reminder, because life has valleys and tragedies and trials and challenges, and we have each other in our marriage. And so marriage is made up of the hard times, the good times, the fun times. And these entries reminded us to serve each other loyally, even in the dark times, even in the troublesome times, even in the struggling times, we keep serving each other.
Right.
And the valleys eventually turn to mountains, and there's valleys yet ahead for all of us.
Yes.
But if we stay faithful in these valleys and the challenges and trials, then it's one of those things, you know, we're in Isaiah, I think it's Isaiah 61, where Isaiah is writing about the Messiah that's coming. And he said that the Messiah is able to will be coming, you know, to preach the gospel to the poor and to set the captive free and all
right.
of that.
Yes.
But he also says he'll be bringing beauty out of ashes.
Mm.
The dark times of our life when it seems like everything's falling apart.
Right.
And there's nothing left, and what are we going to do? Mm. Our God has a way of bringing beauty out of those ashes, and apparently one of the ways he does it is through our spouses, through our marriage.
Yes.
And that's a beautiful thing.
And it is. It's an amazing thing to be able to look back at those hard times, whether they were relational, whether you were just sticking together because you needed to stick together and you knew it was the right thing to do, or whether it was just something outside of the relationship that was causing that burdensome, troublesome time. I know, at least from our experiences, that you look back and you know how much the Lord grew you through that time, how much the Lord carried you through that time, and how much your relationship grew during that time. So you can look back and even thank God that you were able to go through that time and become stronger as
that
a couple.
That is so true. And, you know, as I was even thinking about both of our parents and you know, times of challenges for them and your mom and dad as they were coming towards the end of their life and the loyalty they had for each other and how they stayed sweet and close even in the valleys and the challenges.
Absolutely.
And what a beautiful thing that is. These also reminded us, your entries also reminded us that it's important to laugh together continually.
Yes, yes. Some of them were very funny and lots of fun to read.
Yeah. So and one of the other things that I thought was interesting was that several times the things you mentioned that were funny, in a sense, it was unique to you.
Yes.
And, you know, it's one of those like, you know, almost you had to be there. Not sure what happened there, but had to be there.
We're really glad that it made you laugh out loud.
And, that was awesome. And then here's a big one. And this one is simply this, just a quick lesson we learned from your entries. Building memories takes time. And also makes life wonderful.
Yes,
it building does. Memories together.
Yes,
and we'll mention one here in just a moment. One of you wrote in, and one of our listeners was telling us about a memory that happened in the first few years of their marriage.
Right,
and it's been a long time ago, but it was something that was really made an impression on them. What a memory they had!
Absolutely.
And this past week, we were in a family conference in Georgia. And the pastor had talked to me several times just about, you know, raising children. He has five. And and one of the things that, you know, I was able to talk with him about was the importance of making memories. And it doesn't have to be a lot of money. You know, one of the big memories that our children have, say, of your dad is when he would do family devotions with the kids.
True.
When we were at your mom and dad's home. And
right.
Then, our kids remember a lot of our family devotions because sometimes it was a time where somebody said something funny and it was all downhill from there. Into one massive, hilarious episode of trying to learn the Word of God.
And yet the memories, and where were we?
The memories are what makes all of that so worthwhile. So in your marriage, keep building memories together. Take today and do something that will help you build a memory. And, you know, that I know you've heard us tell this before on our podcast, even I think maybe last Valentine's Day. One of the biggest memories we have of a Valentine's was the year that we didn't have the money to go out and really didn't have the money to buy anything.
Right.
But we took the time to make a meal at home and pulled out the fine china and got all dressed up and had spaghetti together.
Yes. And, we had a cheap meal.
It was a good memory.
It was.
And we built that memory. And so what a day. Valentine's Day, a time to build memories. And it you know, is. Valentine's Day is also a memory. Just it's about love. The fact that we love and that love is fun and marriage is special. And so kissing.
Oh, yes.
Kissing is awesome. Listen to these stats. Bethley found these, and I thought these were just great.
I follow a lady who works for the Revive Our Hearts podcast, which is one of my favorite podcasts to listen to. You've probably heard me refer to it. And her name is Dana Goresh, and I follow her on Instagram. And she posted just a couple of days ago about kissing. And so these are some of the stats that she posted. The first one, a kiss can cause our blood vessels to dilate and our pupils grow wide, which is likely one reason that so many of us are apt to close our eyes while kissing.
Do you close your eyes when I kiss you?
I do.
It's because I make your blood vessels dilate.
It could be. It also could be the older we get, the closer you get, the blurrier you get. So it's just easier to close.
Sometimes these days my wife pushes me away, y'all, so she can see me.
Well, we can kiss and then I want to be able to talk to him, but if he's still nose to nose, he's all blurry.
She can't see me. It's a good thing to have at our age.
No, you look good. All right. The next one is kissing for a minute can burn up to 26 calories.
Wow. So to burn 100 calories, that's like 4 minutes.
Okay.
And so we could work on this. We could come up with a mathematical kissing weight
loss
program.
So when we go on our date tonight, we can look, because usually restaurants will list how many calories the dessert has in it. So we can decide how many minutes of kissing we need to do in order to burn that many calories.
This has great potential. I'm so glad you follow this lady. Oh,
this is funny. Okay. Kissing may add a few years to a man's life. One study claimed that men who kiss their wives every morning before leaving for work live 5 years longer than those who don't.
And you know what I'm thinking?
What's that?
Kiss me, baby. It'll help me live longer.
There we go. And more kissing. There we go. The average person spends 2 weeks of their life kissing.
2 weeks. Let's make it a couple of months.
Hey, okay.
Let's do that.
Kissing causes a chemical reaction in your brain, including a burst of the hormone oxytocin. It's often referred to as the love hormone because it stirs up feelings of affection and attachment. I would like to say right now that if you're feeling kind of detached from your spouse, maybe you should think, how long has it been since I kissed them? Because it does.
Yeah.
Foster affection and attachment.
You know, where was it? We read somewhere along the way, there was a challenge. Was it one of the couples retreats we were at? And someone spoke and said, you should at least do one 15-second kiss every day of your marriage.
Oh, I think I read it. We read it on a blog and then you presented it at a couples retreat.
Oh, that's right.
Somewhere.
That's right. We got it from a blog and, and I preached about that and taught about it. But maybe that's a good place to start. 15 seconds isn't that long. And who knows what might happen.
It'll make it a nice Valentine's Day. Here's another one. Roughly 10% of humans don't kiss at all.
How many?
10%.
Oh, that's really sad.
That is really sad. Mm. Well, maybe they never get married. Mm-hmm. But, you know. Oh, well. Okay. So here's another one. You know that high you feel when you're head over heels for a new love? That's the effect of dopamine in your brain. Dopamine is released when you do something that feels good, like kissing. This and other happy hormones make you feel giddy and euphoric. I think we should have a nice giddy date tonight. Euphoric date.
Some of your friends that live here in the area, you may have to bail us out if she gets carried away.
Oh, I don't think it'll get that carried away. 66% of women said that they have ended a budding relationship because of a bad kiss. Wow. That might be a something we'd like to hear from our listeners. How many of you ended a relationship before you got to the marriage altar because, nope.
My guess
kiss.
Is that these were not, you know, strict fundamental Baptists because you didn't kiss till you got to the altar.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Let's see here. One kiss can contain 80 million new bacteria. And kissing often can change your microbiome. Mm. So our microbiomes are the same. And then finally, the Bible encourages Christians to greet each other with a holy kiss.
And I like that one.
Yes.
The Bible is pro-kissing. Greet each other with a holy
it
kiss.
It is. Read the Book of Song of Solomon.
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, you ready to jump into some of these?
I am. And, well, now I got to pull this back up.
We
so
actually,
you just keep talking.
We didn't have as many as maybe we thought we would, but we had quite a few. And here's one from Tom Keller for his wife, Sarah. Mm. And he basically just said that he is blessed with a wonderful wife who consistently puts the needs of her husband and family ahead of her own. And he talked about how that since he first met in college many years ago, they had been just in love. Mm-hmm. And he said he was accused of being attracted more to her physically than anything else. But they fast forward 20 years, and he's grown closer and closer. She's become his best friend for many reasons, more than just the physical. And he said this, in the last year or so, he lost a job. And the job loss actually kind of damaged her reputation, but he felt like his life was crumbling and falling apart, but Sarah stood by his side, supported me, he said, when many of my so-called friends were nowhere to be found. She loved me when I struggled to love myself, encouraged me to get back on my feet, find a new job, which God has blessed me with, and she showed me what unconditional love really meant. I'm so thankful for the wife that God blessed me with all those years ago and continues to bless me with each and every day. And he says, happy Valentine's Day, Sarah, because I know you listen to the podcast too.
And he ends with, I love you.
There you go. That's
so sweet.
That's very good, Tom.
Well, this is your good friend, Michael Barnett, and I hope that this series was a blessing to you. Tomorrow, Dave and Bethley will be continuing this two-part series, so make sure you join us again. If you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIO Radio Network.